Mr. Ford, you have dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
A pit bull escapes.
And you keep a gun in your house?
In my house, correct.
And a neighbor breaks out his pistol.
He came out of his house already saying, man, get your dog, man.
I took out my weapon. I squeezed off about 3 rounds.
Now we're in a little bit of a problem here, sir. Your .22 was supposed to be in the safe. What was it doing in your pocket?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Ricky Harvey is suing Marcus Ford for the cost to fix their neighbor's garage door. Ricky claims he was attempting to scare off Marcus's pit bull when he fired his pistol and accidentally shot the door.
Order. All rise. This is case number 183 on the calendar, the matter of Harvey versus Ford. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Goodness,
please.
Goodness. Mr. Harvey, where do you live, sir?
Lafayette, Georgia, Your Honor.
Do you need a license to have a gun in Georgia?
The carry you do, ma'am, but the have in your home, no, ma'am.
And you keep a gun in your house?
In my house, correct.
What kind of gun do you keep?
That's a 22 caliber, ma'am.
What does that look like?
A 25 little, like, Dillinger weapons.
Okay. And where do you keep it?
I've actually been keeping it in my safe for, like, the last 10 years, Your Honor, because I have kids. Until we actually moved into this house, is last 10 years, the first time I have pulled my weapon out my safe.
Okay. And was that on this occasion?
With the shooting with the garage? Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Now, Mr. Ford, you have dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
How many dogs?
3.
What kind of dogs?
They're pit bull terrier mixes.
How long have you had them?
I've had the adult male for about 13 months. She was about 10 months old at the time of the incident. And I have 2 puppies. They're like about 4 months old now. But she had 9 puppies when he first moved in.
And do you rent or own your home?
Rent.
How long have you been renting the home?
For about 5 years.
Now, this is what the case is about. Mr. Harvey, you say that on a particular date, which was?
The day of the shooting, Your Honor, was like May the 4th of
May
this year.
May 4th, 2012.
Yes, Your Honor.
You say that you were outside of your house and Mr. Ford's dog came charging out at you. You shot at the dog.
Yes, Your Honor.
And hit your neighbor's garage door.
Correct.
You were forced to pay your neighbor for the damage to his garage door that you caused.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you believe that Mr. Ford should pay you back for having to pay your neighbor for their garage door because it was because of his dog that you were forced to get your gun.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Ford says that the dog was on his property, and if you went and shot at the dog, that's your problem. And he's got a counterclaim because he says that because of your complaints, he was evicted from his house, right?
Correct.
May 4th, I want you to tell me what happened, Mr. Harvey.
Okay, May 4th, Your Honor, I want to say it was around 11 o'clock in the morning. I was proceeding out to my garage. When you come out my garage, you got the opener up on the wall. So when I hit the opener, by the time I got to the garage, it wasn't all the way up. So when I went to put my head up under the garage door to come out, and I normally look out there for the dogs because we don't have previous incident with Mr. Ford over there. He already have 2 tickets prior to this incident here happening with his dogs harassing us. So by the time I look up, get to my vehicle, I see this pit coming down my driveway, not his driveway. The dog was on my property. So, like I said, it was a little 25 by the time I actually could get in my pocket and pull out the weapon. Everything happened so fast.
Oh, but Mr. Harvey, you see, now we're in a little bit of a problem here, sir. Because when you came out of your garage, your .22 was supposed to be in the safe. What was it doing in your pocket?
Okay, I can explain that, Your Honor. If we back up from the first day, me and my wife actually moved in this property. One of my movers was attacked by Mr. Ford's dogs. Animal control came out, sighted him.
Mr. Harvey, I want to know if you are required to have a carry permit for your gun and you don't have a carry permit, what were you doing carrying your gun?
Because, ma'am, I feel threatened for my safety and my wife's safety. We have been attacked 3 times, so I feel every time I come out, we're being threatened. In Georgia.
Well, so what you're doing, actually, Mr. Harvey, is what you're telling me is you're breaking the law where you are by carrying the weapon. And I want you to understand that, because what you're doing is actually acknowledging that you were carrying that weapon outside of your house, because you...
Right, on my property, ma'am, not off my property.
Well, what were you doing opening the garage door?
I was heading to my truck to...
Right. Well, then how was the weapon supposed to get back into the house if you were in your truck?
No, I'm just going to get my cigarettes out of my truck. That particular day, I left my cigarettes in my vehicle.
Okay, so you were carrying the .22.
Yes.
So you saw the dog coming around. I see the diagram.
Yes.
You took out your weapon.
Yes, ma'am. I took out my weapon. I squeezed off about 3 rounds, and 2 of the rounds actually went into my next-door neighbor garage. And at that time, I heard Mr. Ford yell, "Isaac, Isaac, Isaac." So he came over to my yard and actually got his dog, took his dog back across the grass, and that's when I called animal control.
Go, Mr. Ford.
Okay. On the day in question, I forgot my keys in the house, and I went back to go through the garage. My dog is usually in a cage. However, you know, I guess she finds some kind of way to wriggle out of her cage, but she was in the garage. When I opened the garage, she trotted out. She thought it was playtime. She trotted out. She trotted over to Mr. Harvey's yard. She was at his mailbox. At this point in time, he came out of his house, out of his front door, already saying, "Man, get your dog, man." And I was like, "All right."
That's a lie, Your Honor.
I was like, "All right, you know, just chill out." And I was headed toward her. As I started to head toward her, my dog started to squat. I started to yell, "Isaac, stop." You know what I'm saying? I wanted her to stop. And before I could get the words out, he started shooting. My dog ran around in circles. He shot about 3 or 4 times. My dog ran around in circles and then ran toward me. He was still aiming the gun. I said, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Please stop."
Okay. Mr. Ford, you've had difficulty with Mr. Harvey in the past. Were you cited twice for having your dog
I've never been cited for my dog being loose at all. The only thing that I've gotten from animal control was 1 written warning that if I have the dog outside and I'm not home, that there's an actual pit bull specific law that says that if they're outside and I'm not at home, they have to be in an enclosure. That's it. That's all that I got. And I had no idea.
Now, was there a time when your dog was outside of an enclosure when you weren't home?
Yes, there were times when they were outside. They were on leashes, though. But they have to actually be inside some kind of fenced-in
area. So they
were
on leashes tied to something?
They were on leashes tied to trees.
That's not a way to keep a dog.
Correct.
If you're not home.
Right. I understand that.
Well, you do understand that.
Right.
And at that time, was it just the 1 female dog that you had or puppies as well?
It was her 2 puppies.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Harvey.
Okay, Your Honor. I guess this must be his brother-in-law, whoever this is, ma'am. Stand with him. Also had about 4 pits there. And if this pit chased me up...
Just a second, Mr. Ford. At some point, did you have someone else living with you who also
yes,
had dogs?
Yes, I had my brother-in-law living with me.
And he had dogs?
Yes.
How many?
He had 3.
And they were the same kind of dog?
Correct.
Now you can
yeah,
continue.
Yeah, and when they were called out to animal control, his wife, whoever, stated to animal control that those are not their dogs. But he took control on the first day we moved in. Mr. Ford came over to me, apologized. "Mr. Harvey, I'm sorry about the dogs and all that stuff." I said, "That's fine." I had some fence in my backyard that I actually tore down and I offered to Mr. Ford so he can control these dogs. Mr. Ford just didn't want to take the fence that I offered to him, Your Honor. And I also had police report where they're actually picking up his dog on the same day I went down to the courthouse to file this action against Mr. Ford. And his brother-in-law dog actually chased me in my garage, Your Honor. Right now, as a homeowner, I feel threatened at my own property. We haven't been there less than 3 months, and this continues to
well,
go
Mr.
on.
Ford says that he's no longer there.
That's a lie, ma'am.
I'm there currently.
He's there.
But
what
it says is that I have to move by August the 10th.
Oh,
you see what
fine.
I'm saying?
May I see that, please?
Yes.
And also, my
so he's going to be gone August 10th.
Okay, and we have another problem, Your Honor. I got health department just called me on the way here, and I called him twice. He keep all these dogs in his garage. He would rinse their feces in our house, if you can notice. That's just how close they are together, and his house runs down a hill. We got to smell feces.
Listen to me. He's leaving.
Yes, Your Honor.
And he's not the one that you should complain to. You should complain to the owner of the house.
I called the owner, Your Honor. I called and also explained to her. I thought maybe you would like to know what's going on. The dogs are being
attacked. How are your other neighbors?
Everybody in the neighborhood gets along. I got one neighbor here with me. Me and my neighbor just next door, we're both doing our landscaping. And
that's actually not true at all. I've seen him arguing with several other neighbors who had dogs. There was an incident maybe about a couple months ago. He was arguing with a guy down by the lake because the guy was walking his dog down by the lake.
I'll argue with you down by the lake.
Exactly. That's the first time that he went and argued that we got into an incident. I walked my dog out to the lake. It's a dog. It's a large breed dog. And any dog, when it's a house dog, needs to burn off energy. I walked her into the woods. and I let her off the leash. As we came back 100 yards, but back in, I put her back on the leash and proceeded to walk back to my house. He meets me at the edge of his yard and tells me that I need to keep my dog on the leash because he owns a pistol.
Correct.
Now, listen to me. You have to understand, Mr. Ford, that you may say your dog has to burn off steam, but if the law says that you're supposed to keep your dog on a leash at all times, you have to keep your dog on a leash or within your property. There are ways to do that. They have fences that you can put around property. They have all kinds of ways to ensure that your beloved animal doesn't cause annoyance to your neighbor. And if you didn't do that, and because you didn't do that, your landlord chooses to evict you, that's not his problem. I'm dismissing your counterclaim. If you have to move, I don't have a landlord here that tells me why you have to move.
Also, part of my counterclaim is for harassment.
No, listen to me. Listen to me, sir.
I hear you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You discharged a weapon outside of your house, and as a result of that action, Mr. Harvey, you could have killed somebody that was behind the garage door.
I understand, but I was shooting for self-defense.
You don't expect the court to reward you for that.
And later today...
When I moved in, they were smoking weed excessively in the house, and being pregnant, that posed as a concern to me. I did not want to raise my child in a home.
So what'd you stay there for?
Well, I thought it was going to be like once a day in the house.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ricky Harvey says, neighbor Marcus Ford owes for the cost to fix their neighbor's garage. Marcus is countersuing for harassment.
Your landlord can say, I don't want somebody who's raising 10 puppies in their garage. I don't want somebody who's having their brother-in-law come and stay over with their three dogs. I don't want him there anymore. I don't know what the reason is. Your tenancy is over. This case is about Mr. Harvey suing you to recoup the money that he had to pay the neighbor. And Mr. Harvey was doing what you have done is Mr. Harvey was breaking the law when he left his house with a gun in his pocket. The gun is supposed to be in his house, in the safe. That's where he says
that's
he keeps.
That's where I normally keep it.
That's
Honor,
where he says he kept it. But on that day, just a second, on Mr. Harvey.
Yes, ma'am.
If you feel threatened, then you apply for a carry permit. You say I feel threatened, and then you prove to the authorities who give you a carry permit that you have a necessity for carrying. But you cannot, Mr. Harvey, put your hand down. You cannot, Mr. Harvey, come to court and ask the court to give you a judgment when in doing so, I am condoning your breaking the law.
Well, in Georgia, Your Honor, you can carry a weapon in a vehicle, Your Honor, as long as you got the ammunition separated for your protection.
Your ammunition wasn't separated. It was in the gun. That's why there's damage to the neighbor's garage.
But I'm saying on your property, ma'am, you can have a weapon on your property, also inside your house.
You discharged a weapon outside of your house, and as a result of that action, Mr. Harvey, what you did was you could have killed somebody that was behind the garage door.
I understand. My wife, she's been real upset
with
me
about it. Well, but you could have. I mean, you discharged that weapon. If there was somebody picking up their garage door, as you did, you could have killed somebody by accident.
But I was shooting for self-defense.
You don't expect the court to reward you for that by entering a judgment in your favor. You know, just as I'm coming down on Mr. Ford, I'm saying, listen, if the dog is supposed to be on a leash, you keep the dog on a leash under control.
Right.
And you don't get rewarded for that. And if somebody says to you, you're going to get evicted for that, or somebody doesn't like it, or if they're harassing you about it, sir, nobody wants your dog to be foul in front of their house. Now, I assume if your dog was on a leash and your dog
had to use the bathroom.
Yep.
No. Pay attention, sir.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I did not know Robert personally before I moved in, and I went and described my situation. I was pregnant, and I told them that I would not be able to pay after I go out on disability.
Why'd you move in?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ricky Harvey says neighbor Marcus Ford owes for the cost to fix their neighbor's garage. Marcus is countersuing for harassment.
I'm not condoning that, and I'm not giving him a judgment against you for that. But I'm telling you that you are supposed to maintain your animals, whatever kind of animals they are, so they don't disturb anybody else. They don't disturb anybody else by noise, by being...
The dog never
barks. Pay careful attention. By making them frightened, by any smell that might emanate from your garage as a result of your dog breeding. You're supposed to maintain your animals for your pleasure, but not at the cost of somebody else's discomfort. And I have a sense, sir, that you didn't do that. I'm not entertaining that now because I don't have to. I am not giving Mr. Harvey what he wants, which is forcing you to pay for the dented garage door. But I'm not forcing him to pay for your eviction.
But also, he makes me feel completely
Goodbye.
Unsafe.
Your Honor, what I'm saying...
Goodbye.
I was being attacked,
May
Your
goodbye.
Honor.
Goodbye.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
I was on the way to retrieve my dog.
Just trying to protect myself.
When this guy just started shooting at my dog.
While I'm being attacked by a dog.
So I had to stand there in shock and awe.
I think every person have a right to protect themselves.
As he's just firing a weapon at the dog.
Whether it's against bodily harm from a human or on a dog.
Who's actually a danger to the neighborhood.
So I'm... Fired off a couple of rounds.
He's definitely a danger to the neighborhood.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Keyser versus Manera. Step forward, please.
Robert Keyser is suing his ex-tenant, Katrina Manera, for past due rent, as well as cleaning and repair charges. Katrina says Robert's pot-smoking forced her to move, so she's not paying.
Mr. Keyser, you claim that the defendant owes you rent.
Yes.
How much rent and for what months?
She moved in on October and paid all the way to December. And she left and she didn't pay me on the last month.
What months? My questions are simple.
January. And she didn't give me a 30 days notice. And
did you have a written lease with her?
No, I do not.
Okay. So she didn't pay January's rent.
Uh-huh. And she didn't clean the room and her stuff wasn't moved out all the way until February 7th.
If she had property there, then she's there.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she ever come back for that property?
I took it over to her house.
The question is, did she ever come back
No.
for that property? My next question would be, what did you do with that property?
Me and my friends took it over to her house. We took pictures and gave it back to her on her right near her car. And she came back out. She took the stuff back into the house because we filmed
okay.
it.
How much rent was she supposed to pay each month?
$650, but I loaned her $20 too before she left.
Would you please try to just answer my questions?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, your rent was $650.
Correct.
And he returned items to you that you accepted that you had left in the apartment in February.
Correct.
Did you pay January's rent?
No, I did not. When I originally
Just
moved
a second.
In. Oh, I'm sorry.
So you did not pay January's rent?
I did not
pay. You had items in the room in February, and you did not, I assume, pay February's rent?
No, ma'am.
Now I'll hear you.
I did not know Robert personally before I moved in. I know Frankie, his witness from high school. And Frankie had posted on Facebook that there was a room for rent, so I inquired. And I went and described my situation. I was pregnant, and I told them that I would not be able to pay after I go out on disability. Robert said that was fine. He would help me out as much as he could. I didn't get anything in writing from him saying that he would agree to help me out. But Frankie had told me he'd been helping her out for the last 10 years. And when I moved in, they were smoking weed excessively in the house. And being pregnant, that posed as a concern to me. I did not want to raise my child in a home.
So what'd you stay there for?
That's why I moved out.
Why'd you move in?
Shh, shh, shh. This was nothing new. You were pregnant and you were living in a house where, according to you, they were smoking marijuana.
Well, I thought it was going to be like once a day. And in the house, it was
Who cares?
Very
You're
much like
$1,300. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's all.
Excuse you. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
With my father, he works for the post office. He understands that it's a big no-no to mess with someone's mail.
That is how it went, exactly.
How exactly, sir, did it go?
Next Judge Judy.
She got mad because Frankie was cleaning the house always.
It was every day. The house smelled like weed.
She was never helping cleaning the house.
And I wanted to get out of there as soon as possible.
And I walked into her bathroom and I got, because
he said he opened his doors, but it still wasn't enough.
The bathroom smelled and it was dirty and filthy.
To have better judgment about people before I move in with them.
So always check your roommates beforehand.